Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with WGBH Radio in Boston.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out, there goes the Spider-Man.
If you're a Marvel fan, you've seen Spider-Man on the screen before.
Who are you?
Spider-Man.
Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
You're the Spiderling. Crime-fighting spider. You're Spider-Boy?
Spider-Man.
The web-slinging superhero and his alter ego, Peter Parker, have headlined six different movies since 2002. And this weekend, a new animated Spider-Man movie called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was number one at the box office. Except this time, viewers didn't turn out for Peter Parker.
My name is Miles Morales. I was bitten by a radioactive spider, and for like 2 days, I've been the one and only Spider-Man.
The character Miles Morales was first introduced in the pages of Marvel Comics back in 2011. And he's Afro-Latino, born to a Puerto Rican mother and an African-American father. And for an entire group of Marvel fans, Morales was the first time they actually saw themselves represented in a mainstream superhero comic. And one of those fans is Washington Post comics reporter David Betancourt, who joins me now to discuss the film. Hi, David.
Hi, Tanzina. How are you?
I'm well. So tell me what the Spider-Man movie meant for you and why.
It was a very unique experience. I've been reporting on Miles since his debut in 2011, from personal pieces to more in-depth pieces talking to his co-creator, Brian Michael Bendis. This is a character that's been extremely popular since his inception, but I did not think he would make it to the big screen this quickly. So to see them make it work so well, the movie has received glowing reviews all over, and the buzz on social media has been extremely high. It's been quite the unique experience watching all this unfold.
And that's a unique experience because not only do you write about comics, which, by the way, David, is an amazing job at The Washington Post, but also you felt like you saw yourself reflected on the screen. Is that right?
Of course. I am the son of a Puerto Rican father, and my mother is African-American. So when the news first hit, because the clickbaity kind of headline-grabbing thing about Miles when he debuted wasn't just that he was a new Spider-Man, but underneath the mask, he was not only a person of color, but biracial. That's literally – now, obviously, there are big-time African-American characters. You've got Black Panther, the Falcon, Marvel superheroes who've made it to the big screen in live action. But Miles was the first time where I literally – 150% could see myself in a character. So it's been quite the experience. And in our meetings, everyone was kind of just looking at me saying, you're going to write about this, right? And of course I am.
So tell us about Miles Morales for those who haven't seen the film yet. He's actually been around since 2011. So who is Miles?
Miles was the co-creation of writer Brian Michael Bendis and artist Sarah Pacelli. Back in 2011, Marvel Comics at the time had a They had two publishing lines. They had their main publishing line, which had been around since way back in the day. We're talking, you know, Spider-Man, X-Men, Black Panther back in the 60s when superhero comics really kind of started making a name for themselves. But Miles was a part at the time of a second publishing line Marvel had called Ultimate Comics. And this was a line where Marvel felt they could take more chances creatively with the types of stories they were telling and the type of heroes they were presenting. So in the Ultimate Universe, there was a younger Peter Parker who was kind of high school age, and he ends up dying in battle as Spider-Man. And it was kind of a big deal, but at the same time, because the real Spider-Man existed in the main line, it wasn't a catastrophic event that made fans really mad. But what came out of that was Marvel Comics taking the opportunity and I spoke with Brian Michael Bendis about this years ago, to take the opportunity to give a Spider-Man that a little more accurately reflected the diversity of New York.
And I'm wondering, how central is Miles' Afro-Latino identity in the new film?
In the film, they do a great job. This is something I've been talking about a lot. There's only, you know, this is a superhero film. At the end of the day, people are, you know, flocking to see this because they want to see him pull down the mask, shoot the webs, swing around, punch bad guys, and be Spider-Man. At the same time, you have to respect this thing that you've created that's bringing in all these diverse fans and give it its moment. There's only so much time we see Miles with both of his parents. His father is an African-American police officer. His mother is a Puerto Rican nurse. But in the brief few minutes moment when we see him together, where we see his father, you know, telling him to get ready for school and being a good dad, and his mom, you know, bombarding him with a million kisses and speaking to him in Spanish, they knew they had to have at least one moment like that where they not only addressed but embraced what it is that made Miles so special. And in a movie that at the end of the day has to be about superheroes and bad guys and good guys, I thought they executed it very well.
What about, you mentioned Miles' mom speaking to him in Spanish in the film. Again, she's a Puerto Rican nurse in the film. But that Spanish is not translated or subtitled. What, tell us a little bit about that.
No, it's not. And it's kind of the, you know, at least the first time I can remember where I'm watching a movie and a language, you know, watching a movie here in the States and a language other than English is spoken and there are no subtitles. It was kind of weird for me because this ended up being a big deal and kind of began trending a little bit. For me, it wasn't a big deal because I could understand what Rio was saying. His mom's name is Rio. But then I kind of realized, well, shoot, if you don't understand and the subtitles aren't there, it almost feels like maybe you're not left out, but just kind of have to take it in a different way and just kind of look at what they're doing, maybe try and figure out what they're saying. I thought that that was a very bold move to kind of say, hey, this is a movie with a Latino character. They speak Spanish, and you know, just follow along and enjoy the ride.
And how authentic do you think the writers are and the voiceover was to this character?
I think they did a pretty good job. I had initial concerns when the actor who was cast to voice Miles was not Afro-Latino, Shameik Moore. He's African-American, I believe, of some Jamaican descent in his family. So a little Caribbean in there, but not a native Spanish speaker or anything in any way. That was kind of – I initially had a lot of reservations about this movie. I ended up being blown away, but I, you know, this is kind of a live-action era. We've got these live-action Black Panthers, Avengers movie making billions of dollars literally at the box office. And I thought for them to throw Miles out there, but animated, at first it didn't seem so great to me. But when I took a look and saw the movie and then see the different things they did, and a part of that was the cast. Yeah, Miles wasn't cast as an Afro-Latino, but they went out and got Luna Lora Valdez from New York Undercover to be his mom. So there were efforts there to bring authentic voices where they thought they needed to be.
And do you think they achieved in terms of getting the film right as an animated film versus a live action?
I think with an animated film, you can take a few more chances. This is a very bold storyline, multiple spider people from different spider verses. I don't think you could take that kind of chance in live action, but they seem to have exceeded with what they wanted to do because it looks like this is going to be a big hit that's going to spawn some sequels.
I was going to say, and do you think those sequels might be live action or animated? We've got about 15 seconds.
There's a hint. You know, Donald Glover plays Miles Morales' uncle in a live action movie, so Miles has been hinted at. We'll have to wait and see.
David Betancourt is a reporter focusing on comic book culture for The Washington Post. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.